It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
I was talking about people being liars last night, and I think the only person that ever lived that wasn't a liar was Jesus. Maybe Abraham, but then he listened to his wife when he shouldn't have, you know, that sort of thing. So I think perfection comes from we don't lie to ourselves and we don't lie to others. There is such a thing as the perfect lie. For instance, if you were in Germany looking out for some Jewish children in the attic so they didn't get sent to, you know, the death camps, and the Germans came to your doorstep and said, "You got any Jews here?" And if you're a good Christian, you'll say, "Oh, yes, I saw them." You talk about the Finkelsteins. They just went down the street. I saw them. You follow them. It's about 15 minutes ago. And that's a good lie. But to lie to yourself, I was talking to my granddaughter today, and so we had a nice discussion. We had a friend come, and there's usual heated discussions about these things. And I just suddenly said to my granddaughter, 10 years old, I says, "You know, Alexander, people lie. They're liars." And she says, "I know, Grandpa." I said, "You do too, don't you?" She says, "Yes, I do." I said, "If you can overcome that, you won't have any problems for the rest of your life that you can't deal with." She looked at me and smiled. The fact that she admitted it. And this is a good kid. But we all lie to ourselves. More often than not, we lie so well that we don't know we're lying. And we become offended at those people who catch us at it. It's painful. So, you'll forgive me if I deal with difficult subjects like that, because you're ill. If you are ill or sick or depressed, having one of 85 to 90% of all the illnesses that exist among human beings, I would say 90% could be 99%, that all of the illnesses that the human race have, even wars and famine, all come from lies. And when we have holocausts and what do they call it when there's a wholesale slaughter of human beings, genocides, there's a reason for this. There's a reason for this because as a weak people, a nice weak people have no defense. For example, I'll give you an example. You're too nice to your husband. And you're really a nice person. You want to have a nice family. You want to be... This is a typical example of what I talk about, but... And it's the same thing with different application. And so you decide you're not going to be the mean person your parents were to you, one of them, at least. And you have a lot of anger towards them. It's not been resolved. So this resolution, unresolved anger, has made you dishonest. Because you have become, or are becoming, or don't want to become, because you are becoming and you feel it and sense it, what you hate. And so you have to hide it. Instead of facing it, the anger, you turn around and put a nice face on for your own kids, or your husband, or in other cases, your wife. It doesn't matter. I'm just speaking from a man's point of view. You can take it from a woman's point of view, like. And so, when you love, you lie. You don't really love them. You're loving to be loved. You want something. You don't realize this. So therefore, your lie is love. And so, with your children, if they think you're a good woman, then you've deceived them. Because if you can deceive them that you're good when you're really hiding bad, meaning you haven't resolved the hatred towards your parents, or you put on a show, you've lost the truth. You always lose the truth when you're angry. you'll get separated from it, and you can't live like you should. And you start to live like you shouldn't, see? So do you see where I'm going with this? You do not know your own lies. You do not know that when you're good, you may be a fake. And you may do some good. But it's going to backfire sooner or later. And so when you will have a nation of people who are nice people, they're really weak people, and after the order I just described, and the enemy from far off see that, and you try to appease them as if that was love, and that's another lie. It's weakness, and you bring upon yourself a war you try to avoid. That's how it works. We'll be right back.
Human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Why has God not healed you in spite of your prayers? Are you a religious person? Why aren't you healed in spite of the prayers? Do you think there's no God? And doesn't the good book say, you know, if a man asks for bread from his father, will he give him a stone? So why would not he give good things to those he loves? He would. The trouble is, you get in the way. Let me give you an example for that, shall I? Let's say you have two sons, and one son wants a bike. They both want bicycles. But one son doesn't ask for it. So when he's told what to do, or he does what he's supposed to without being told, he's very dutiful and diligent and respectful. The other son is smart and wily. He wants a son. He's going to obligate his father to give it to him, so he makes a big show. That you find employees doing this too. There's quiet ones that do their work and never ask for anything. And perhaps they don't get anything, because we have selfish bosses and business people. But there's one quiet person who does good work, always. And if it's a trustworthy person, doesn't ask for much. And if you're a good businessman, if you're a good father, you want to give your son, who doesn't ask, but does what's right. But the one who manipulates for it makes a big show, and it's kind of hints. Would you give that son a bicycle? No, you wouldn't. The problem is mostly the nagging and the show really works upon human beings. So the boy who really deserves the bicycle doesn't get it. And the boy who does deserve the bicycle doesn't get it. The boy who doesn't deserve the bicycle, he gets it from his father because he deceives the father. But your father is not deceivable. See, men, so if you are loving to be loved, if you have secret angers and secret thoughts and lie to yourself and lie to others and put on a show and pretend to be something you're not, that is why you don't get better. So when you pray amiss. That's what the good book says, you know, when you pray for things you pray amiss, because for the Father in heaven knoweth what you need before you ask. Now, so can we stay on this theme a little bit? Because this whole thing is about what love is. And I've written so many books and have so many callers, and I try to explain so many times there's a reason why I don't talk about what you think of as natural love, which is not natural for us. We are unnaturally natural, if you see what I mean. I expose the seductive, unnatural, deceptive love for what it is. And that I do to dispel its manipulative power. Now, when you listen to me, you might feel somewhat disturbed in my program, and I understand that, because you think I'm a spoil sport, or I'm sort of aloof and I'm cold. I'm not. So you could be personally threatened because I know what love is and you think you know what it is. But my love works for me and it doesn't work for you. See, I don't have to ask God for anything. He knows what I need before I ask, so I have everything. I can tell you some very bizarre stories about in my life, but I won't go into that now unless you ask me. Ask me one bizarre story and I'll tell you. But most of us take pride in our faults, our sensitivities. We think sensitivity, our emotional connection to others, is a good thing. No, it's not. But you can argue with me if you want to, and you can live the way you want. Our compassion, our needs, and our capacity for love is all screwed up. And now along I come and say, human love is weakness and we should purge ourselves from it. We should not look to be loved by anyone, not your children, not your husband, not your wife. That you should love, but you should not look to be loved. And that you should love not to be loved back. And you do without expect anything in return, which many of you do not. And many of you will work hard and give the shirt off your back. And everybody will cheer you on. And you actually give nothing. You want nothing. That is very admirable. The truth of the fact that if you want nothing, that's still a lie. You are loved for that. Even though, well, this woman, she works hard, she works three jobs, she gives everything away. She loves everybody. And she hasn't got anything, but she's so generous. Yes, but that's what she wants you to think. See, that is what she works for. The illusion that she's good. And she works for it. It's all silent. See? So, there are many ways, these are the ways you become sick, not understanding love. When you're not loved, when you love for it, and you don't get love back, then you're angry. Because you're an outcome-based person. And so if you're an outcome-based person and you love to be loved, and someone takes advantage of you, then you're angry. But then anger separates you from God's love and makes you more hungry for the person you hate. Because you feel guilty for that. So, feeling guilt, you know, something turns it around the other way and says to you, well, the reason why you're guilty, you're not loving enough. And that repeats itself. And you give yourself to the wrong people. And then you're ill and depressed. Now, you can't go into this when it comes to medicine. Doctors don't understand what I just told you. Psychiatrists, very few of them understand what I just told you. I have a friend, Dr. Hayter, who I love. He's a good man. I've known him 35 years. He's written me a private letter, but what he says outspokenly when he appears on the Sunday morning talks, when we have seminars at the ranch. By the way, I'm going to be giving a talk on Sunday. You may want to come up for Easter. It's 3 hours in the morning or 2 hours in the morning. We might lengthen it. If I have enough people coming from out of town, there's bed and breakfast. The place is becoming beautiful. I spent $250,000 making it commercially viable. Very high quality, everything. So I think you'll see a work in progress. I got a gift from someone and I spent that money on making the ranch so it's, you know, enjoyable. Beautiful gazebo and lake and everything. So you might want to come up. And I forgot what I was saying now, but I was going to I'll take some calls anyway. So the reason why you are sick and depressed and life doesn't work for you, and your marriage doesn't work for you, and you get bored with your work, and you never get ahead at anything. And then you got kidney problems and diabetes, and you just name the thousands and thousands of miserable states we live in, and then we die. Do you know what we die from? We die from stress. Is it internalized stress? getting upset with ourselves, struggling with a problem as if we could save ourselves? Or loving others too much and giving up our life to vampires who suck on us, who encourage us to love, actually to be their slave, and you feel it but you can't stop, and you hate them and you can't stop hating them, and therefore you feel guilty, so you keep loving to make up for the guilt. So you are living lies. And our enemies see that, because our enemies see that we're weak. I tell you how they see from across the ocean. They see that we're weak. And, of course, the enemies within see that we're weak for love, because they are the fanatical Muslims or the Nazis or whatever group wants to kill us. They feel superior to us because they see how weak and effeminate we all are, how we booze and drink. They do too, but they see that we just want to get along and have peace, and we want to talk it over, and can't we be friends, and can't we all get along? And they see that as a nation for what individuals see you in your personal life. And that's what makes the dog that you love too much vicious, or the children you love and give in to trying to make peace with them, instead of standing as a correction. Because you want love. You don't want to correct them. You won't think if you give them everything they want, they will love you. After all, you didn't have, you know, what you wanted and didn't have anything when you grew up. And you worked hard and you had a miserable life, and then you got some money and you want to give something nice to your kids, and they all become no damn good. And you can't understand that. You push them to work and they won't, because they can't. They hate you for it. They want your money. See? So our enemies see that, and they see it for the weakness it is. And that's why that weakness brings about a war we didn't need to have. I just want to tell you that for what it's worth to pop. Let's take some calls now, shall we? My name's Roy Masters. The number is 866-8883. My office number, should use it more often, is 800-877-3227. And I've got some very interesting books. I wish some of them I don't mention. For instance, a good book about love and life is How to Survive Your Parents, a book every parent needs, and The Adam and Eve Syndrome. The Adam and Eve Syndrome is all about the wrong kind of love, why marriages go wrong, because we all make the same mistake over and over and over again. And we don't know what that mistake is, and no one tells us. And even if you were told what it is, which I shall do tonight, if at all possible, you won't believe me. Because the strongest force is this hunger to love and to be loved. Or just to be loved, even if you have to beat someone to death for it. You want subservience. You want worship. And somebody has to be degraded and to be knocked down for yourself to be built up, until you love to hate the hurter. You actually love to hate, so you can actually be addicted to hate, because you feel superior to the person that you've spoiled and made into an object of hate. So you pretend to love him, but you really hate him. You pretend to love her, but you really hate her. And you kind of enjoy her messing up everything, because then in your mind you blame her for everything that falls apart, or you blame him. See? And then there's blame. That's another kind of love, another kind of, something you love to do. Another dishonesty. So, let me take my calls now. If I could get you to do what I did with my little granddaughter, I said, people are liars. Nearly all of them lie, even the best of them. And you're my grandchild, but you lie too, don't you? She says, Grandpa, sometimes I do. I said, see if you can overcome that. So when you want something, when you shouldn't have it, you'll do it, and then you make excuses for it. Is that right? Yes. Okay. So why not just see? She understood it. And I made her aware that she also lies, and I didn't criticize her for it. I said, that's it, you see? That's what you have to deal with. I'm saying that to you, otherwise you'll never get well. If you have to call this program and confess your lie. Now, you may not know what it is, but I can help you. I can coax you. And I can bring it out of you. And when you see it, you'll be shocked. And if you can do it publicly, it won't hurt, because nobody really knows who you are. I don't think even you know who you are. Yeah. All right. Will you call my office tomorrow as a sign that you're listening to my program, saying, I would like to give a donation? I need those donations. I'm in trouble without it. And that's no lie. Now, and also you live a lie when you know I help you, and then you make an excuse that you're going to do it. You want to do it, but then something, then you don't. Well, that's not honest. Even to yourself, you'll say, I should help Roy, but, you know, if I had a lot of money, I would help him, but, you know, $5 won't help him much. It does. If I had 10,000 people with $5, that'll take care of, you know, my, you know, what I'm owing every month. You see? But a lot of people do support the program, and we appreciate it. And then some of them, believe it or not, they get high on it. I don't know who they are, but there are people who give from the goodness of their heart. That's good for them. But there are those who give it because they feel important giving. I don't know that. Or they feel obligated. They may have resented me one time, and they feel guilty, and they send money to me. And that doesn't do them any good. So if you send money to me out of obligation, that's why I don't want to obligate you, because that gift would not be good for you. But I can't examine every envelope. I don't examine them anyway, but don't you see how difficult it is? How life could be so complicated and difficult? I'm speaking about those difficulties which are just rampant in our society. If I can disabuse you of that process so that everything you do is natural and effortless, like a Ronald Reagan-esque, see, that sort of thing. I mean, that quality that's disarming, that flows naturally, has no need to lie. Because what's the point? I love the right thing. I shrink from the wrong thing. I do the right thing. What more is there in that? What more in life is there except your own ambition? And that's the driving force that's other than good. See? Oh, it's a lie. It's my own body. I could do what I want. No, it's not your own body. That's a lie. Somebody else owned you. You don't see it, though. I used to be a professional hypnotist. As I can tell you, a salesman can make you think it's your idea and make you want it. And a woman, well, a man chases a woman till she catches him. I think you get the point. People will put ideas in your mind that are not yours and make you want something. Well, the drug pusher does that to the addict. That's right. He gets it going, and pretty soon you love the addict. And when he services it, if he services it, you become... You're holding the truth at bay, which is a terrible sin, to hold the truth at bay. So you actually, by taking your drug, you're thumbing your nose at reality, God, the potential of salvation, and you accept the salvation of a dirty, filthy pig, and you give your life force to that, and you get a rush, you do, and you feel good, but you're worse. And so, since you're worse, you want to feel better, and the only thing way you know to feel better is to run from the pain of truth. And then there's a reason why you hate, a lot of people hate good people, and why childhood abuse is on the rise, because children are relatively innocent compared with their rotten parents. And they just want to confuse and destroy them because the contrast is too great. I mean, if Walt Disney made a marvelous full-length feature cartoon, Snow White. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest of them all? And, of course, the mirror says Snow White. Bring me the heart of Snow White. Don't think this is just a story. It's everyday life. All right. And don't you think a lot of people would know, want me for the same reason. I'm not a bad person. And I don't care whether you're liberal or Republican, you're a person. And really, you shouldn't be partisan. You should, the issue should be right and wrongs. And if the issue is right and wrong, then there wouldn't be political parties. Both of which then are wrong, because the right party is not, supports the wrongs of everybody on the right, who's not right, and the wrong party supports everybody who's wrong on the wrong side. They're obviously wrong, but not to them. See? So we go downhill. And each party caters to our selfishness, like the addict with the pusher. And we vote them in, and we say goodbye to freedom. All right. Now, having said that, we have calls. 800-866-8883. Go to my website and download the CD. We're going to be changing around our website. I have a director that's going to move in and hone the skills and utilize the skills of the of my staff. I haven't been able to do it because I don't know how to do it. I'm too busy doing my thesis, and I got to do that. I have to finish this, my final thing that I have to do before I leave this planet. So, but I've got someone that's going to do that, and we're going to see a lot of changes, nice changes to the web and everything else, and communications with you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and publicity and PR, public relations. I'm going to walk off that stage pretty soon. If you'll help, I'd appreciate it. Thank you. The phone number is 800-877-3227 to give a donation. Thanks. All right, now, we're going to take Scott. Great Scott. We talk from Chicago. Hello, Great Scott.
How are you?
Hello. What can I do for you?
I just have a question for you. I put you on the air before, and I thought you were just wonderfully, had a lot of wisdom, and I enjoyed your program. I just want
Thank
to ask you.
You,
I'm struggling with an addiction, sexual addiction. I can't seem to get it under control. I've had some success in the past, however, but it's returned. I just want to...
I know. The addiction is not a chemical. It's a person. It's
right.
It's an abuse of your natural impulses.
Exactly.
Just like for a person who's fat, somehow finds an excess and a perverse pleasure in eating too much. But they think nothing wrong with it because it makes them feel so good, but it preserves their behavior. So their behavior, they live longer, wronger, if you know what I mean, and therefore the pain of angst grows and always... The thought of food rises again and again, and they eat more and more and more.
And the cycle continues.
Yes, that's right. And because when you reach towards food or sex, or when you use that natural process, or anything, to draw you away from the pain, you know not what that pain represents, actually. It's your salvation. But to draw you away, because you see, there's something about human beings that's called ego. Our ego doesn't like to face its faults.
Okay.
And the ego isn't yours, it's a parasite. It's made a home in you, and it thinks through you, and it wants through you, and you think it's you wanting. And even if you want to stop, you can't, because it's in charge of what you want. And so, because you don't know there's two of you, and that one, the one that's called doubt, or sin, is in charge. Pardon the way I put that. I don't want to sound like a religious maniac. But that's
okay,
why,
that's,
you have to, you have to purge, you have to be purged of that sin that's made a home in you. And that should be taught in church, but it's not. The preachers get in the way of salvation. But I will show it to you. If you want to hold on for a few minutes, would you mind?
No, not at all.
Okay, thank you very much. I'd appreciate the opportunity of expressing this idea. Well, my dear friends, would you like me to help you with a problem? And would you please help me with my problem? It's money. And I can't pay my bills unless I get money. And you won't be able to hear the program unless I pay my bills. And I'm thinking of doing a program in the evening at 6 to 9 or sometime later in the day on the internet without commercials and stuff. I'm thinking about doing that. So if I disappear, go to my... If I disappear from radio, wherever I pay money for it, you go to my website to make sure you keep an eye on me so I can tell you when we do that live show, somewhat time in the daytime when you all are able to listen. All right, we'll be right back. Yes. Now, I have given you a little pitch. I've said that you lie to yourself, and then you lie to others. But the reason why you lie to others, lie to you, because it looks like love. It looks like they're loving you. But what if that love is a lie, and because you are hungry for lies, you see, the lie of love, there is a love that lies and deceives and produces, as a result of that deceit being unmasked, anger. And that compounds your problem. So there are two problems you have to deal with, and that is the need for love, security of love. It's a foundation of a rotten person, and it's a foundation of a good person. One has rotten love, or lie love, and the other one has true love, and is immune to rotten love. In other words, it's very difficult to deceive them. And you may, in the beginning, still be deceived and see your own what fault, for which reason your deceit came, and for which reason you fell, and seeing that, it is the cure, so that you sin less and less, and pretty soon you're free from it. And to live a life free from sin is the perfect life, which goes on forever. And of course it restores your soul. And what restores your soul restores your mind, your physical mind, and your physical body. And that is why when you live the good life and shrink from what is bad and move naturally towards what's good, in a natural way, with the gift of grace, which you don't know where it is, and I'll show you where it is, then you will get better. And you will start getting better, as of now, if you love what I said. If you love, that is to say, you welcomed it. And it's all I ask you, just welcome. I don't want you to go hither or thither, or go emotional, please don't. It's just a little joy. Wow. I never heard that before, but it's an echo of what I've always known, and I haven't lived. But if you could live that, you would be loving. So I'm surprised at the small number of people who call for my CD when I say, I'm going to give it to you. I don't want to sell it to you. And I give it to the military, and by the thousands, so far, 25,000, in the past year, and not have an order for 10,000 now for the military, so which is handled through Colonel Monaco of Patriot Outreach, and he does all that, and I manufacture them. So if you would please give me a little love. I may have to change the subject a little bit. Sometimes I lose my train of thought, but this is a good trend to ask you for money. If you can love me, and out of the goodness of your heart, having appreciated, saying, wow, I like that, I want to hear more, I want other people to hear it, send some money to support. It's tax deductible. And then you can deduct it from your taxes. Consult your accountant. Call my office, 800-877-3227, and FHU.com is the website. We'll be right back.
Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Well, let me see. Scott, are you still there from Chicago?
Yes.
Yeah. Look, let me just give you some direct, instead of explaining everything, and if you want me to explain, I will, but I can give you some very important tips to overcome your addiction.
Okay.
First of all, do you have the meditation that's on the internet yet?
No, I do not.
No, I suggest that you may not be able to do as I tell you until I can introduce you back to who you were when you were a little boy. which you lost by, which you lost by being angry at your parents and then, you know, doing all the wrong things, especially women. Because the first thing, when a person sins, that is to say, like steals, is tempted to do anything wrong. Animals don't have this proclivity. They will steal, run, and fight and kill because they don't have any. They're amoral. There's no choice about this. But if you could be seduced from your moral estate by anything, anger, parent hate your parents, and they hated their parents, so it's generational, and it comes from some place. But we won't go into that. From some beginning, like Adam and Eve, who, you know, Adam fails God and doesn't say, put the fruit down, woman. And so, therefore, temptation rules them both. So that's basically where you stand, but I'm not going to, I don't want to start there. I want to say that whenever you are angry, let's start with that. Resentment is judgment. It's hatred. And it's something that people want you to feel so they can control you. And okay. I used to be a professional hypnotist, and I know all about resentment. But resentment is a receiving instrument of your brain, like a radio has two channels. You can click to one or the other, two frequencies. So if you're resentful, if you can be made resentful, the dial switches to outside frequency, the world, the love of the world. You fall away from the love of truth and the natural unfoldment of your human self. And so what can make you angry most is a father and mother, but especially a mother who sets up a father to fail. And men don't know how not to fail with women, because they're born with a proclivity, with a poisonous proclivity. There are two poisonous proclivities we're born with, food and sex. If you look, there's a clue in the Bible, there's a clue, and so the choice between good and evil, loving God or playing God. After all, God didn't want to make human beings into animals with instincts, with no will, no free will. In other words, in order to love, you have to be free to not love. That's what evil is all about. You see, so. But in his naivete and God's wisdom, he knew that he will fail, and every man that ever born will always fall because he doesn't know what he's getting into when he's dealing with it. So he knows that we have to learn to live our lives out with this miserable sin. Everybody have a sin and misery and suffering and conflict in their own way. Can't help it. Everybody. There's no exception. And it's the misery and suffering that makes us cry for answers, because that which tempts us owns us. So let's start with anger. The moment you are resentful towards someone, that word resentment is very special, because animals can't be resentful. They're going to be angry instantly, because that's they get their rush, their power, they get off on it, because that's food for the beast. Or to run, if you're a feeble person, to run or fight. You always be running. You always be angry and fighting and smashing things and hurting people. And that's dehumanizing. So that resentment gives you two choices. But it also awakens sensual appetites, because in the Bible you read that he ate of the fruit, and suddenly he saw he was naked. Now what do you think he saw? He saw his erection. Because as the soul dies, remember, soul is, the man and woman are eternal beings. They've become mortal, and we're born from a lineage of fallen human beings. We are not risen apes, we are fallen beings. And the fallenness is evident in our being easily tempted and not knowing what we're getting into. Then something gets into us, and when it gets into us, it cries out to the source for reassurance. And men cry out to women for reassurance, because in the beginning that's the way it was. He saw he was naked, but he also, seeing that he's naked, meaning that he died. In other words, there's two deaths. When you sin, that's death number one. And when death number one leads to the awakening to death number two permanently, unless you repent during the period of between birth and the end of your life. And so the sexual appetite awakens, and when that awakens, comes with it a weakness for the source of that awakening. So that even though the sexual impulse is normal, is a natural thing, you need to reproduce and love in the right way. There's a right way of loving, and there's a right way of woman giving to herself. That immediately your anger starts to awaken that sex. And every time you get angry, especially if you have sex and the morning after the night before the woman wakes up and she was loving the night before and she hates you the next day and you can't understand it. And you buy her nice things and only make her worse, and you buy her so you can get sex. Pretty soon you become a sex addict to women. And after a while, you get angry and angry. The more angry you are, the more your sexual impulses arise. And the sexual impulse is proportionate to your ego dying. So the more sexual you are, the quicker you're dying, spiritually and physically. Some men don't have much conflict about it, and they're beasts. But if you have a conscience, you'll have a lot of conflict in your decline. And you'll never be able to draw the same breath. You'll never be able to enjoy sex in the right way ever. It gets worse and worse and worse until all the women you encounter, you have bad relationship, goes from bad to worse. So now you're left with your mind, and you play with images in your mind. And that way you can escape the woman, but it's too late. Because the way you still have a need for the spirit of the woman and the woman herself, but you're afraid of them, so that you have pornography. And the pornography will play with you and give you pictures, and then you descend into the world of imagination, and therefore you get off in that world of an imagination. And when you get into the image and you release yourself, if you know what I mean, in that very moment of that high, a dark side enters inside you and takes hold of your spirit and starts to rule you and torment you. That is the danger of improper sex, and also the danger of anger that leads to it. And also the danger of going out with women before you understand what being a man is. Are we getting somewhere with my answer?
Oh, yeah. What's the best way to resolve the anger that feeds that, though?
I know. You've got to go to my website and download the CD, or I'll send you one, and a book. I'll send you one with two books, Understanding Sexuality. Would you make a note of this gentleman's address? Thank you very much, Mike. And make sure he gets a CD, even if he doesn't. You can go tonight and get it if you want to, but we're going to send you one anyway with a book, all right?
Okay.
And I hope that's been helpful.
Oh, thank you. It's been very helpful.
I'm glad. So, but what's your resentment? It's just the meditation will help you just to be resentful and learn to resist the temptation of the ladies, even in your head. You've got to be very careful when you think of a woman, and that immediately translates into arousal. If you can just stand back for a moment and watch the image without letting it wash over you, and because when it washes over you, it pulls you away from the truth of the pain of your reality, your life. See, the pain of your life is God, the Hound of Heaven, following you all the way to the grave. And this pain is the reason why you have pain, because the part of you that you think is you is like a vampire. It screams when the light, it hates the light. And so it cohabits in you, so you think you don't understand your pain. It's screaming with pain, and it leads you away, because you have to go with it. It's inside your body, and it will go to the place where that takes away the pain, the drugs, the women, whatever it is. It will take you to that, and it will get you to submerge yourself in it. To get that? And
yeah,
for a moment you feel, in that moment you submerge yourself, something is coming into you and eating your substance out. And you're more guilty than you ever were before.
Yeah, it keeps getting worse.
It'll always get worse. And there's not anybody on earth that will tell you what I just did. And you get a copy of The Adam and Eve Syndrome and Understanding Sexuality. Everybody should get those two books. And How to Survive Your Parents, because that's where it all came from.
No, I know that. I had a clue onto that.
Yeah, well, I'm going to help you, my friend. You download the CD tonight, but I'm sending you one anyway. Hold the line, and we'll take your address. Now we'll take another call. Ladies and gentlemen, call my office. If you know what's good for you, but there's a dark side of you, that dark side, maybe you want to call right now, it's too late, because everybody's closed. Maybe we should have some kind of thing that says just leave your name and address and I tell you what you do. We'll do it tomorrow. I'm going to get my people to just say, hello, this is the foundation. If you want something, please tell us what you need, and we'll send it to you, and it's on the system, then you pay us. We'll send you a bill. And if you don't, well, big deal. All right, now that's what we'll do. So, but Wendy, did you hear what I just said? She's listening to my show anyway. All right, now we're going to do that. And so that way, if you have that impulse, I want to get hold of that right now before the other guy does. All right, we're having a breakup. We have a break right now, are we? 90 seconds to a break. Well, could you take a pencil or a pen and pad, some scratch on something, and write Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, if you want to give a donation. A check would be very nice. Thank you very much. And that's Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. The office number is 800-877-3227. Let me see. What am I missing here? The website is fhu.com. All right. And the phone number is 800-877-3227. And the international phone number, by Jove, we have one. It is 001-541-665-0719. I'll do it again, 001-541-665-0719. Okay, that's international, so you can call from Timbuktu if you want to. All right, we're going to be taking a break. I'm going to refresh myself with a drink of pure water. And we'll be right back. I'm Roy Masters with Advice Line.
Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I take a long time with my callers because I can't say it in a short period. Because you can't hear it. Some people, I can say it in a sentence, and other people need a little background. And so I know that when you're listening to someone who is crying out for help, you're not far from the same kind of problem, but on you it looks different. So would you please call my office tomorrow? We like to have phone calls. And it's like family there. We've got good people. And we just don't have enough business to stay busy. And I can't let them go because each one is pivotal to keeping everything together. So somehow I have to pay 16, 17 employees because everyone's vital to the machinery. See? So I have a difficult time and you know, I'm not on prime time like everybody else. I should be, but I sort of missed the boat on that one. I used to be a very controversial figure in the 60s because I was the only one doing a program like this. Actually, I am the originator of talk radio. So the talk radio in all its forms. Excuse me. So if you please call my office and talk to one of my able assistants, 800-877-3227. The website is fhu.com, and we're going to be working on that again and trying our best to make it easy to use, but that's not our thing, you see. So, but Well, we'll get it right. If you just be patient with us, and the best thing to do, if you don't mind, is to pay the $125 and get everything on the pay side, which is, it's my whole life on the pay side. I mean, there's seminars, 18-hour seminars, all beautifully edited, and more to come. I mean, it's like City of God. It's like going to, it's a whole city of things. And you can see me as a young man. And I haven't changed much. As a matter of fact, I think I was better, actually better looking then. All right, well, thank you very much. We'll be right back after a break. I mean, this is the break we're going to be after. 800-877-3227, the office number. Thank you for calling.
Lifeline with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
David and Bernie, David in Los Angeles, hold on. Bernie in Louisiana, hold on. We'll take you off to the break. I've got to talk to Paul in L.A. right now. Hello, Paul. What can I do for you?
Hey, Roy, can you give me any suggestions about meditating so I can actually see my thoughts?
No, you don't want, you're trying to see your thoughts. Is that what you are saying?
I've been meditating for about a month, and I don't actually see anything when I meditate.
Well, I mean, so you, everything goes blank?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think
and
that's
I mean,
good.
I'm trying to back off, and, I mean, I know trying
I think you are, you're trying too hard. You're an achiever. You want to make this work. Am I right?
Probably. I don't know.
Well, because I think you're trying too hard. And all you need to do is just listen to what I'm saying. And for instance, you got your eyes closed?
Yes. And I listen to the meditation while you're sitting, you know.
Yeah, but all you have to, have you seen any good results at all which you didn't expect?
I mean, my stress goes down and I'm more relaxed.
Well, now that's it. Meaning you are less sensitive to being resentful and upset. Is that the case?
Yes, but what's interesting is that as soon as I finish meditating,
yeah,
I get these ideas that I can't put my finger on, but it's like these messages start coming back going...
Well, give me an example. Give me an example.
Okay. It's so subtle.
Well, give me a hint.
You know, it's almost like I stand up and go, oh, yeah, I feel relaxed, and I almost get this short list of those people from my childhood that I hate or that
that's very interesting.
And so
that's
them. I'm reminded of them after the meditation. You know what I mean?
That's fine.
Okay.
That's absolutely perfect because very rarely get revelation in the meditation. It's when you're walking down the street and when you're in the shower or sitting on your throne.
Okay.
It happens at the odd time.
Yeah.
In other words, don't worry. The whole idea is to become objective, and when you do, these things that you just described happen.
Okay.
They're beginning to you get glimpses of this and that, and sometimes you don't catch all of it, and it goes away.
Okay. I'm not having that TV white snow.
Oh, no, don't worry.
All the other stuff you described.
No, it doesn't have to happen that way.
Okay.
It happens exactly as you described it.
Okay.
And so all of a sudden, when you're walking down the street one day, that whole picture will come to your mind with some emotion attached to it. And you'll see it, and you'll stand back, that's what it is. And the very willingness to face it without being angry with the light that's showing it to you
is the cure. Okay.
All right, keep going. You're doing fine.
Thanks for your help.
Just doing fine. Good. I'm glad you told me that, because that made, I would have criticized you or given you some other direction. That made it for me. Excuse me. Okay. Well, let me see. My phone is getting a little raspy. I hope you can put up with me. Let's go to, well, David, who was next? Who was next? I had a red line and, pardon? Yeah, I know, want to know who's left, who's next anyway, so I can just, oh, Benny number two will become my first caller after the break. Fair enough. And then David after that, if they will please wait. And those of you who want to call in, there's another hour coming up if my voice holds up. Otherwise, I shall act through David. No, I'm just kidding. David, are you there, ready to hold me up as I begin to crumble?
Aye, Captain.
All right, sir. Oh, aye. All right. All right, well, so I'll lend you my spirit for the evening, but assuming you have your own.
Aye, Captain.
Aye, Captain. All right. Okay. Let's see. I do have a little, you know, every sometimes in the evening. I haven't had really had a cold this whole winter. Everybody had these little colds and these infections and the sore throats and the various things that one does, antibiotics stuff. It goes all around. I'm fine. Well, famous last words, of course. Now I just blew it. But every now and then I get this little like that, and it goes away. And I hope it goes away. It's just a few minutes. I have a drink of water. So I'm counting the minutes to get out of this. These minutes now feel like hours. The whole hour felt like minutes. Now these minutes feel like hours. 30 seconds feel like... All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, please support the program, and I'll feel better right away when I come back. Tell me you're going to support the program. Call up and say, yeah, I like the program. I'm going to send you some money. I don't often do that. That would be nice. And then send a check. Follow through. All right, we'll be right back.
Would you like to support the work of Roy Masters and the Foundation of Human Understanding? Well, the best way to do that is to get a web subscription. A web subscription allows you to log in and get the best that the FHU has to offer online. Exclusive web subscription includes AdviceLine radio program archive downloads, over 6 hours of video programs, over 20 popular audio programs valued at $200, New Insights newsletter PDF plus back issues, more than 40 insightful articles, special offers, discounts, and features. A yearly subscription is $120, and it's only $12 a month. Visit the website FHU.com and get your FHU web subscription today. That's FHU.com. If you've been helped by Roy Masters, please support him so that others might discover his message too. The web subscription is one way that you can do that. Again, visit FHU.com and order the FHU web subscription at FHU.com.
Hi, this is David Masters. How would you like to share Roy Masters' insights and knowledge and wisdom with your friends and family? And all you have to do is tell them, go watch Roy Masters on YouTube. Well, now there's a Roy Masters channel on YouTube. The address is www.youtube.com/user/The Roy Masters Channel. It's so much easier now to introduce friends and family, and they can watch in the privacy of their home at any time. It's very anonymous, it's very private, and it's very easy. It's The Roy Masters Channel on YouTube, www.youtube.com/user/The Roy Masters Channel. It's that easy. New videos will be posted all the time. Videos on how to improve your relationships. Videos on how to understand what's happening in the country. Visit Roy Masters on YouTube. It's www.youtube.com/user/The Roy Masters Channel.